Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Terry, and I'd like to welcome you to my Bible study podcast. This daily podcast is a place where we take the teachings of Scripture seriously, but ourselves, not so much. Join us as we dive into the sacred word of the Bible, and each time we read, we pray, we change the world. Welcome to Pastor Terry's Bible Study Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. It is Wednesday, January the 10th, 2024, and we are continuing our readings through the Bible, basically this two-year cycle that gets us through the Bible. And so we're kind of starting over. It's Genesis. We're reading out of three different parts of the Bible today: Genesis, Hebrews, and the Gospel of John. Genesis 4, Hebrews 2, and John chapter 1. Good morning. So glad to have everyone on. We're just chatting with the online crew here about the live crew about the storm yesterday. Hope you guys are all good. Just windy. A few people lost some power for a little while here in Tampa, but there was a lot of rain and a lot of wind. So a couple tornadoes. I don't know that any of them actually touched down. I know up in Panama City, they had some damage from a tornado that touched down. But yeah, it's supposed to be a little cooler today. So hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for all the birthday wishes yesterday. Talked a little bit about, you know, how some people have a birthday month. So I think I'm just going to employ that, like the whole month, even though my birthday was over now, just the whole month, it's my birthday month. It'll be like, yeah, but that was like 3 weeks ago. Still January, it's my birthday month. Because some people will, you know, do that. You got people in your family that press the birthday month button. I don't even know when that started, I'll be honest with you. But it just happened where it was a month. This is my birthday month. I don't know. But I think, I feel like it's a good idea, though, so I'm going to start doing it. So, anyway. All right, you guys, anybody else got birthdays in January out there? We'll share it. Genesis chapter 4, that's where we start today. Let's jump in. Let's see what the Lord has to say to us today. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to those on YouTube, those on the podcast. Welcome. So glad you guys take the time to share the word together. All right, you guys, let's dive in. You know what we do? We read, we pray, change the world. All right. Oh, Paula's got a birthday this year, a big one. First number of 5. All right, Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. 4:1-16. Well, here we go. Let's just start. Okay. Adam made love to his wife Eve. All right. And she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. Well, good morning, everybody. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. All right. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, all right, so Abel was a shepherd in a sense, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord, and Abel also brought an offering. Fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor, So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. It's interesting because I'm going to talk about this passage this Sunday when I talk about the principle of firsts, giving God our first and our best. And this is kind of the first time this shows up in the Bible, in the Cain and Abel story right here. Abel, two brothers, one's a farmer, one's a shepherd. Cain's offering is, it's just a thoughtless offering, right? It's just, he just brought something, some fruit of the soil as an offering to the Lord. Now, Aunt Cain at this point probably doesn't know any better, maybe. And he's going to get, we'll see that he'll get a chance to change his ways when he's instructed a better way. But instead of adjusting his behavior to align with the better way, the way God wants it done, that would open up blessing, he responds in a negative way. Abel, on the other hand, you know, he from the start got it right, right? He gave fat portions, like choice portions. He gave the best to the Lord. And so the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. He was pouting.
God liked his and didn't like mine.
Do you ever think about that thing? Like, people often think, well, God just accepts. We treat God sometimes like this, like, you just got to accept whatever I give you. No, he doesn't. Well, since when? God is, you know, the Lord God of the universe. Like, he's sovereign and holy. It's not like we just throw something at him and expect him to accept it. He doesn't have to. No, just like we don't. And here we see God's like, no. Abel's offering was more from the heart. It was more an act of worship. Cain's was just an afterthought. Verse 6, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? I mean, this is easy enough. Like, just correct it. This isn't like an eternal flaw. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to sink your relationship with God. It doesn't have to be, a big deal, honestly. Let's just correct it and let's, you know, do it the right way. Easy enough. Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. You must learn to accept correction and do the right thing. If you do the right thing, it opens up a whole new path to your life. But if you just dig in and, you know, be stubborn and look at it as a competition with your brother, which it isn't, it's about you and God. It's not about you and your brother. And you change and do what is right, then, you know, this will be behind you. There'll be peace. There'll be grace. There'll be mercy. There'll be a renewed relationship with God. But if you dig in and you run from God in this area, you run from God in disobedience, it's going to open up all kinds of other sins in your life. It's going to create some stubbornness, some rebelliousness, some resentment, it's exactly what we see, right? Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother's keeper? Why, yes, you are. You are responsible for each other. Verse 10. The Lord said, "What you have done, or what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. And I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." Well, now you worry about murder. Yeah, I mean, sorry, but now you worry about murder. But you see the tragic progression, right? It's this rebellion against God that turns into a reason. He couldn't get over the competition with his brother, became a resentment towards his brother. Abel just offered the first and the best by faith, trusting God that he was supposed to. And he began, Cain, that resentment turned to violence, and that violence turned to murder. And now there's this, banishment from what he's known. Verse 15, "But the Lord said to him, 'Not so. Anyone who kills Cain will suffer vengeance seven times over.'" Now that's grace, right? God's promising to still protect Cain, to be with him. "Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden." So even in that, God continued to protect Cain and put a mark of protection on him to keep him safe. So it's one of the first teachings of offering, right? Of giving God what we produce, right? Cain wasn't expected to. It wasn't that Cain didn't give fat portions. That wasn't Cain's livelihood. His livelihood was working in the fields, so he was to bring what he from the fields. So it wasn't a comparison of your brother Abel picked a better profession. No, it was like it's that principle of giving God your first and your best, giving God the first and your best of your crops. In our case, it's our finances, right? We don't get paid in fat portions and bushels. We give God our first and our best. And he's honored with that. He's honored by that. All right, jumping over to Hebrews chapter 2, 11 through 18. And like we always do, it's always good to try to figure out what the theme is between the three portions that are part of the readings. And so let's see if we can find commonality between these portions of Scripture. So Hebrews 2, 11 through 18. I'll find it. There it is. "Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, 'I declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises.' And again, 'I will put my trust in him.' And again, he says, 'Here am I and the children God has given me.'" "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity." So this is about Jesus sharing with us, right? He is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. And so since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. So Satan. He broke the power of Satan. That is the devil. And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Jesus comes to set us free from the fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. Well, there's a theme right there that God is helping. You know, God continues to help people. God continues to provide. I mean, in the story of Cain, God continued to provide for Cain even after he did what was, you know, treacherous and horrible. God continued to protect him and provide for him. Verse 17, for this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. So Jesus himself makes atonement for sin. He comes in human flesh. He shared in our humanity to break us, to set us free from the slavery to death, particularly the fear of death, and to serve the Lord and to make atonement at one mint, right? To reconcile the relationship with God, to make atonement for the sins of the people. Because, verse 18, he himself suffered when he was tempted. Because of that, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Wow. I think there's a theme of temptation there, right? Cain was being tempted, right? When Cain was being corrected, he was probably being tempted before because he tempted to and failed to give God his best. But then he had an opportunity to correct it, but he was tempted to rebel, tempted to fight against God. He was actually tempted to murder his brother, which he again succumbed to. But here we see that there's this theme of that there's help when we're tempted. Verse 18, because he suffered when he was tempted, Jesus, that is, he's able to help those who are being tempted. Man, isn't that good that we have someone who is able to help us when we're being tempted? In a sense, we see God show up to Cain when Cain was being tempted. He was like, Cain, you know, it's, why are you upset? Why are you downcast? Why are you angry? If you just turn, do what is right, align your heart again with me, and it'll be fine. But if you don't, if you turn your heart away from me, the worst things are coming. Don't follow, don't succumb to this temptation. And here in the book of Hebrews, we see that Jesus understands temptation. He understands what we've gone through. And not only does he understand and empathize, but he is able to help us with the power to overcome. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, there's the theme of the fear of the death there too. Fear of death, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So let's see how the John passage fits with these other two readings. John chapter 1, 35 through 42. Welcome, everybody. So glad you guys are on. Starting off this first week of the new year in the Word of God. Yes, sir. All right, John 1, 35 through 42. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, look, the Lamb of God. Well, that's similar to the passage in Hebrews, right? It's true. Yeah, Adam and Eve were. Yeah, they were tempted and failed in the garden too. Verse 37, when the two disciples heard him say this, they turned around, let me read that again. When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" Why are you following me? What do you want? They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" Verse 39, "Come," he said, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 PM. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. Peter and Andrew were first followers of John. They were following John. And John said, "Look, the Lamb of God that takes," the Lamb of God. And Andrew and Peter began to follow Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon, or at least Andrew was, right? He'd find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. That's what we all need to do. We need to be bringing people to Jesus. We need to be bringing our friends and our neighbors and our brothers and our sisters and other people to Jesus. We need to be intentional about reaching out to people and bringing them to Jesus, just like Andrew did. That's really on my heart these days, man. Really have a passion for that this year, to see people come to know Jesus. And if you want to pray for me that I'm an effective witness. That is my desire this year more than anything, is to see people come to Jesus. And not only personally, like me witnessing to other people and bringing people to Jesus, but encouraging and inspiring other people, other Christians, to bring people to Jesus. I think it's just so easy for us to lose focus, you know, I've done some self-evaluation, I always do, but I just feel like I've become too comfortable in not burdened enough for those who are far from God. There's got to be some urgency about that, and God's really been convicting me about that. That there's got to be urgency around people who are lost and far from God. An urgency about reaching them. An urgency about sharing the good news and bringing them to Jesus, like Andrew did. Right? The urgency of Andrew to his brother. You've got to come and meet Jesus. You've got to come meet Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. Changed his name. Found him and changed his name. I don't know. It's interesting. What's the theme that is in that one? That's with the others. Obviously you got two brothers, totally different relationship, right? Like Andrew, he finds Jesus and first thing he thinks about is his brother. How can I bring my brother to Jesus? And then Cain has this sibling, two siblings. And instead of it bringing them closer together, it ends up becoming a negative. It becomes something that separates them. Cain could have learned from Abel. He could have worshiped with Abel. It could have been a beautiful thing, but it became a competition. Interesting, Andrew doesn't use his meeting with Jesus as a competition. Like, I met Jesus. You didn't. I'm not going to tell Peter because I met Jesus. I want Jesus for myself. I met the Lamb of God. No, he wanted to share what he discovered with his brother. He wanted to discover and experience that together, and how beautiful that they could experience that together. A good reminder for brothers and sisters, for siblings, right? It can be... spiritual things can be experienced together in a beautiful way. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, that wraps up our readings for today. Thank you guys so much for being on. And yeah, if you have any other thoughts on kind of what the similar themes are between those three passages from Genesis, Hebrews, and John, yeah, put it in the chat there. It's always interesting. Yeah. Right way versus the wrong way. Sure. Sure. Yeah. Love it. All right, you guys, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for my friends and the privilege that we have to join together online and read and consider your word. God, I pray that you would help us to apply your word, that we would be like Andrew, that we would go with eyes wide open to find those who need to meet you and introduce them to you. Lord, help us to take correction wisely, that we would not let though be like though like Cain, who let correction from you turn into resentment and competition and hatred. Lord, that it would be an opportunity for growth and maturity and for getting better and for pleasing you. Lord, thank you for my friends. I pray your blessing and encouragement on each and every one today. May you strengthen and bless them. If they have any special concerns or situations that they're seeking you about, Lord, we just agree and ask for your blessing, your touch. We ask for your wisdom for each and every one today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, my friends. Thank you for being on today. We'll be back. We will be back tomorrow. So hope you'll join us then. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button before you leave. Just smash that button up there. That button like right up there. At least it's right there on mine. Just go before you leave. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast today. Hope you have a fantastic day. Hope you feel blessed and encouraged. Thank you for sharing this on your social media feeds with friends, family members. I really appreciate that. Always is encouragement when I see you share the podcast with other people and how it's helping you and encouraging you. So I really appreciate that. You guys have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If this episode has been an encouragement to you, take a minute to subscribe or comment or share it with your friends. You can find me, Pastor Terry, and Bayside Church on all social media platforms. You can find Bayside at Bayside Church SH. Until next time, remember, God's word is true. Everything else is merely commentary. God bless you. We'll see you next time.